Welcome to Family Life Today. My name is Praise Fowore. Today we continue our discussion on the series African Husband and with a subtitle Common Mistakes Married Men Make. When a man doesn't know that he's not superior to a woman and that the difference is simply the gender, he will seek to exercise dominion over every woman, and many lives will be messed up. We can't totally blame our men though, because they are simply victims of the men that socialize them. The interesting thing, however, was that when boys played with girls as kids, there was no superiority or inferiority, because all that mattered was play. There are three times when a man will consider a woman to be his equal. 1. When they play together as boys and girls. 2. When he's truly in love with her, just before marriage. And 3, when he has become exposed and defeat insecurity. Some of the greatest errors the male gender has been subjected to are some narratives which have sabotaged our best interests, such as: the first need of a man is respect, while the first need of a woman is love. The truth is, life is not often this or that. Life is often this and that. And that's why we always ask, is there a woman who doesn't want to be respected? And is there a man who doesn't want to be loved? You have also heard it said that men are logical and women are emotional. Haven't you men met emotional men and logical women? The moment we start to rethink some of our beliefs, we will emerge as true lovers who understand what it means to align with women as friends, and what it means to create a world that works by collaborating with our women, even as our mates. Of a truth, a lot of us are caught in the web of a teaching that we inherited, which we mixed with our culture, and which has eventually produced us. But it's our responsibility to understand that our world suffers each time we develop a gender at the expense of the other, and none of us can be truly happy until we step back to default mode of our being, which is a world of male and female, created he them. Oftentimes, the answer to our questions tells us each day, thanks to nature, but we often don't see it because we've been stripped of our capacity to observe. The simple question nature asks is, who is superior between the sperm and the ovary? Can you pause to think about this briefly? It becomes clear that none can survive or function effectively without the other, because both needs each other. Same way we can't talk superiority with a species that is indispensable to our existence. The fact that someone has to take the lead in marriage is for management and nation-building purpose. As a matter of fact, it's for orderliness. So let's tone it down a bit and understand that the leader in the home is the servant of the citizen, not their God, that must be worshipped. Till I come your way again, next time, always remember, you can become a new order of man. I honor you. You can reach me, praisefowore@gmail.com or pf@iampraisefowore.com, or visit my website, www.iampraisefowore.com. I honor you. Bye-bye. Thank you.